You're in the Bootlegger Shack, and we're going to be listening to some bootleg blues and rock recordings. Starting it off with Joe Walsh and Daryl Hall, recorded at Daryl Hall's house, doing a song called Wrecking Ball.
Records, record stores, record sales, it's all gone. And it's up to the young musicians to try and figure it out. There's no money in it. There's no record companies. It's free. You can download it. Nobody gets paid, so they can't afford to make music. That's what's happening. And they're just cranking out music that is like just a recipe. You know, nobody's playing at the same time. Everybody's adding on virtual instruments that don't exist onto a drum machine that somebody programmed. And you can tell in the music that's out now. It's all been programmed. There's no mojo. There's nobody testifying. There's not the magic of a human performance, which is never perfect. And the magic of a human performance is what we all know and love in the old records by the way they were made, and it's all gone. So we'll see what the digital age has in store, and that I thought was a good undercurrent to put in my album.
The middle two verses are pretty high price to pay. Everybody know that?
Yeah, it's on the pump.
And then you slam into another brick wall. One and four are the one we sang, and the middle two are pretty high price to pay. Then you slam into another brick wall. It's okay if it's loose. Yeah.
Sounds cool.
Snap. Running round like a crash test dummy.
Gentlemen, is a Neil Young ending.
Yeah. You're in the Bootlegger Shack. Molly Hatchett, Bounty Hunter, from 1979 at Reading Festival in London. Now we're going to hear Charlie Musselwhite from 1969, Blue Feeling Today.
Blues the way I learned and where I come from with it. And I'm giving it to you like I like it and the way I do it, you know? As Mr. Sunhouse used to say, you know? This one I did myself on my other record. A group that played lap steel and pedal steel, and I met them in the Detroit Mission, well, the Wheaton, Maryland way. Trouble the water. Look over yonder, I see God's gonna trouble the water. Band up, anthem. God's gonna trouble the water. In the water. Children away the water, God's gonna trouble the water. Let me hear what it sounds like.
In the Water, recorded at the Vienna Blues Festival in Vienna, Austria, 2005. Next, we're going to listen to Blind Melon from 2011, For My Friends, recorded at the Metro in Chicago, Illinois. Just keep on saying that I need you.
Skinner. Ryan's a really bad at throwing his words. I swear, it sounds better for this whole thing. Hey, pass them around if you got them, if that's cool. If you got the kazoos, pass them around, whoever has them. If you may already have, I don't know.
Lie awake on silver nights. Walk my soul around the park in the moonlight. Shrouded moon. Shallow mist, where the souls meet the shadows in a shining tryst. When the fire of the moonlit dawns, you can see the souls you depend upon.
Was Eric Hovey running with the full moon off his 2009 CD titled Blues Farm, and you can find out more about him and buy his CDs at erichovey.com, erichovey.com. Now we're going to listen to Freddie King doing Someday Baby. This is from 1970 at the Fillmore West in San Francisco, California.
I don't care how long you go. I don't care how long you stay. Have a good kind treatment. I'll bring you home someday. Someday, baby. You ain't gonna worry my life anymore. Now you keep on betting. If it dies, don't pass. Can't you see, little girl, Lord? You're living too fast. But someday, baby. Tell everybody in your neighborhood, hey, you don't love me, baby. You didn't mean me no good. Someday, baby, you ain't gonna worry my life anymore. Goodbye, baby. If you call it gone. Yeah, can't you see, little girl, Lord? You can't stay alone. Someday, baby, you ain't gonna worry my life anymore. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you're enjoying yourselves. Thank you. Thank you. We're not going to cut it off right there, just that while we're in this little groove here, if we can keep it grooving a little bit. While we're in this little groove here, I would like to tell you a little story while I try and get a string on Lucille here. Joe, if you can find string number one, it would be beautiful. We broke a string on Lucille. You know how the girls are. So the little story I'd like to tell you while I'm getting a string on Lucille is why I call it Lucille. Always mess around and get me in a shape like this, and then it breaks a string, you know. I'd like to add that it gets takes a little longer as you get a little older, you know. So you have to bear with me a little. We're gonna make it though. Back in 49, which is before most of you were born and some of your parents, playing this little place called Twist, Arkansas. I know it may sound funny to you, but there is such a place. The string is still too short. When I sat, when I recorded this tune, which I was tricked into doing, that the guitar has been very good to me. Brought me from the Mississippi plantations to the stage here at the Paramount Theater. But as I started to say, we were playing this little place, Twist, Arkansas. That's about 70 miles northwest of Memphis, Tennessee, if that means anything to you. And we were playing this huge place that night where you could get about 65 or 70 people in, chugged in like herons in a sardine can. But we had a ball there. And while playing, they had this big container of kerosene sitting in the middle of the floor. Down home, we call it coal oil. But I say kerosene out here to let you know what I'm talking about, you know. But this place had rooms above the dance hall where some of the fellas would hide out, you know, when they go to work, you know. Yeah, okay. Anyway, we had this big container that looked like a garbage can burning this kerosene, and of course that's what we use in the wintertime to try and stay warm. But late that night, a couple of cats got mad at each other and started fighting. And while they was fighting, one of them knocked the other one over on his container. And when it did, it spilled all over the floor. And people trying to put the fire out, it started burning more and more, and everybody made it to the front door, including B.B. King. But when we got on the outside, I remembered that I'd left my guitar on the inside. In those days, it was very hard to keep a good guitar. In fact, it still is. Because cats would borrow them without your permission, you know. And when they borrow them like that, they don't bring them back. Wasn't no pawn shops out in that area, you know. However, I went back and got my guitar, but I was almost burned to death trying to save my guitar. So we found out the next morning that two men had been burned to death that night. And we also found out that these two guys was fighting about a lady named Lucille. I never met the lady, but I named my guitar Lucille to remind me never to do a silly thing like that again. Because you can always get another guitar, but not another BB King. That's why I call it Lucille.
Boy King, Sweet 16. That was from 1971 at the Paramount Theater in Seattle, Washington. Up next for you, we got some Rock Pile doing a tune called Girls Talk, recorded at the Palladium in New York, 1979.
Got a loaded imagination. Rick Springfield made famous for me.
Sammy Hagar from 1982 in Bakersfield, California. I've done everything for you. And now we're going to listen to Johnny Winter and Uncle John Turner from 1981. Driving Wheel.
We'll be right back. something. I want to tell you about my baby. I want to tell you about my baby. Everyone tell you about my baby. Every time she walks, she's like the leaves shaking on a tree.
You've been listening to the Bootlegger Shack. And we're going to play this set out with a track from Gary Moore in the Midnight Blues Band from 1990 at Montreux, Switzerland. Moving on. And thanks for listening.